Hello everybody, this is Dino Mahoney welcoming you to another edition of Songbirds. Songbirds is a programme for students that helps you boost your English language skills through listening to drama in English. And today's Songbirds drama is called The Diary of Dana Maar, and it's the third and final part. If you've been listening to previous episodes, you'll know that the first episode was Dana writing in her diary. She was writing in her diary because something terrible was happening to her at home. Her parents were arguing, and eventually her father left home. Last week, we heard the drama of why her parents left home. So we actually heard Mr. and Mrs. Maar arguing. And then we heard how her mother went to a private detective who told her, unfortunately, that her husband was seeing another woman, and she threw him out. This week, the focus will be on Dana at school, and we'll hear actually what's happening between her and her best friend Winnie, and also with her teacher, Miss Wu. You'll know if you listen to previous episodes that Dana tried to tell Winnie what was happening to her at home, and you'll actually hear the dialogue, that what went on, rather than hear it as a diary entry. And you'll also hear the dialogue between Dana and her teacher, what happened when Dana got into trouble with her teacher in the actual classroom. And also Dana and the dialogue with her discipline master. Before we listen to the drama episode, here's a couple of questions for you. See if you can find the answers as you listen to the drama. When Dana told Winnie that her parents were splitting up, what was Winnie's reaction? What did she do? What did she say anything? Did she do anything special? And secondly, Miss Wu, her English teacher, said to Dana, remember she fell asleep in her lesson, please don't yawn at me like that. You look like a... And what was it that she was comparing Dana to? So the first question was, what was Winnie's reaction when Dana told her that her parents were splitting up? And can you complete the sentence that Miss Wu said to Dana? Please don't yawn at me like that. You make yourself look like a... And what is it? Well, time now to sit back, relax, and enjoy the third and final part of today's Songbirds drama episode, The Diary of Dana Maar.
Dear Diary, tonight something really horrible happened. I think it's been the worst night of my whole life so far. It all started so nicely. Mum made a delicious dinner. Dad really liked it too. And then Mum suggested we go to the cinema. And then it all went wrong. Horribly, horribly wrong. Imagine no possessions.
I wonder if so, for tonight's homework, I'd like you to do exercise 1, 2, not 3, but 4 and 5 on pages 62 and 63. Is that clear?
Yes, miss.
And Dana, which exercise mustn't you do?
Sorry, miss.
Dana, don't yawn when you're talking to me. It's rude.
Sorry, miss.
Well, Dana, what's the answer?
Sorry, miss?
I said, which exercise mustn't you do?
1, 2, 4 and 5, miss.
Mustn't, Dana, mustn't.
3, miss.
Finally. I don't know what's wrong with you, Dana. You seem only half here today. Come on now, girls, be quick. You've got games and Miss Yu doesn't like to be kept waiting.
Sorry, I've been a bit out of it today, miss.
Maybe a brisk game of hockey will help you to wake up a bit, Dana.
Yes, miss.
Was there anything else, Dana? I'm sorry, I'm in a hurry. I've got to get to my next class.
I just wanted to say...
Priscilla, look, you've left your games kit behind, silly girl. Sorry, Dana.
It's just that, well...
I'm sorry, Dana, I've got to rush. I'll see you later.
Imagine all the people sharing all the words.
Dana! For heaven's sakes, girl, wake up!
Yes, Miss Yu.
I hate hockey.
Okay, girls, go and get changed!
Hey, Dana, what was wrong with you today? Your game was complete and utter rubbish.
I'm not feeling very well, Winnie.
Why? What's wrong with you?
I don't really know.
Are you sick?
Sort of.
What is it? A cold or something?
I don't know.
Why don't you go to the doctors?
I don't want to.
Well, if you're feeling unwell and you won't go to the doctors, you'll just have to suffer. Hope it's not catching whatever you've got.
It's not.
How do you know? If you don't feel well, it could be a virus, and viruses are infectious. Everybody knows that.
It's not a virus.
How can you be so sure?
I just am.
What? Are you a doctor or something?
No, of course not.
Right. No need to shout.
It's something else.
What? Oh, for heaven's sakes, Dana, whatever is the matter with you today?
Can you keep a secret, Mia?
Of course. Well, are you going to tell me or not?
Something's happening at home.
Whose home?
Mine, of course!
All right, don't be so touchy. I was only asking. It could have been anybody's home.
But we're talking about me, aren't we?
Yes.
So it's my home.
Oh, just get on with it.
Oh, forget it.
I thought you were going to tell me a secret.
I was.
Well, tell me then.
I was going to tell you, only you keep interrupting me with stupid questions.
They weren't stupid.
They were.
Well, if that's how you feel about it, don't bother.
It's about my mum and dad, all right?
Your mum and dad?
Why are you looking at me like that?
Like what?
Screwing up your face like that.
I'm not. This is what I look like when I'm listening.
Look, my dad's seeing this hostess called Kiki Boone, and my mum found out, and she got really... What are you laughing at?
Your dad seeing a hostess called Kiki Boone.
It's not funny, Winnie.
No, no, it's disgusting. I mean, aren't hostesses, like, not very nice? Ugh. And your dad is seeing one? Yuck. If my dad did that... No, he wouldn't. He just wouldn't. Hey, Dana, where are you going? Dana!
You're so stupid, Winnie. You really are. You're just a silly little girl.
Well, at least my father doesn't run around with hostesses.
You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday.
Exercise 2 finished. Now let's move on to exercise 4. Fill in the gaps, putting the bare infinitive of the verb into the appropriate tense. Question 1. Last week there was a terrible storm and the lightning struck the tree. What tense should strike be in? Priscilla?
Struck, miss.
Correct. And why is it struck? Because the verb has to be in the past tense. But how do we know, Priscilla?
Because the sentence begins last week, so it has to be in the past, and a past tense verb to strike is struck, miss.
Is the verb to strike regular or irregular, Priscilla?
Irregular, miss.
Correct. Regular past tense verbs usually end with...
ed, miss.
Good. Now let's move on to the second question. I live here since October 2001. Who can tell me what tense live should be in? I live here since October 2001. Yes, Winnie? Please, miss? Answer the question, Winnie. I will, miss, but I just wanted to say that someone's asleep. Someone's asleep? Dana, miss. Look, she's fast asleep. Good heavens. So she is. We'll soon see about that. Dana! Wake up! I'm sorry you find my lessons so boring, Dana.
Sorry.
Miss. Sorry, miss.
Miss.
And please don't yawn in my face, Dana. It makes you look like a hippopotamus.
Sorry, miss.
I should think so, too. If Winnie hadn't kindly pointed it out, you would have slept through the whole class and missed the answers to your homework. Very well, that's enough for today. Now get ready for your next class.
So, Winnie told Miss I was asleep. A rat! Well, let's see how she likes this.
Ah! What on earth was that?
Dana Ma pinched Winnie Wong, miss.
It really hurts. Did you, Dana? Did you pinch Winnie?
I saw her, miss.
Did you or didn't you?
Yes.
Why, Dana? Why? If it's because Winnie told me you were asleep during the lesson, is it? You should be thanking Winnie for that, not pinching her. If Winnie hadn't told me you were asleep, you would have missed a very important lesson. Very well, Dana. I want you to write a letter of apology to Winnie and bring it to me tomorrow. Is that understood? Dana, you can't hide behind silence.
Yes, miss.
Very well. Now, will you please all leave quietly and no pinching?
Dear Diary, I was so tired I fell asleep in class. Winnie put her hand up and reported me to Miss Wu, and Miss Wu scolded me for falling asleep in her class. And she said, "Thank you, Winnie." I looked at Winnie and she looked away. So at the end of the lesson, as we were leaving the class, I got behind Winnie and I pinched her really hard. And she screamed and all the other girls gathered round. Priscilla said she'd seen me pinching Winnie, and Miss Wu asked me to write a letter saying sorry to Winnie. I didn't answer, and she said, "You can't hide behind silence, Dana." "But I'm not sorry. I'm not. I hate Winnie. And now I hate Miss Wu. I hate everyone. And I'm not writing that silly letter. I'm not.
Imagine there's no country."
Well, Dana, where's the letter?
I haven't written it, miss.
Why not?
I'm sorry, miss, but do I have to write it, miss?
Dana, you gave Winnie a nasty pinch. You hurt her for nothing, and now you owe her an apology.
But, miss...
No buts, Dana. Now I'm giving you one more chance. Bring that letter in tomorrow, or you'll be in big trouble, young lady.
Miss Wu said she'd give me one more chance. She said I had to write it tonight, and I had to give it to her tomorrow morning. I think she wants to read it aloud to the whole class. But I'm not going to write it. Why should I? Winnie used to be my friend. Now she's my enemy. She put her hand up and told Miss I was sleeping, but I was tired. I hadn't slept all night. I couldn't stop thinking about what was happening to Mum and Dad, and now I'm being punished. It isn't fair. I'm glad I pinched Winnie. She deserved it. This is my letter to Winnie. "Dear Winnie, that pinch I gave you was nothing compared to what you did to me. I thought you were my friend, and I tried to talk to you, to tell you what was happening to me, but you wouldn't listen. You just laughed and ran away, and now I hate you. I really hate you. Your ex-friend, Dana." Ha! See how she likes that. No one understands. No one cares. Only you, Diary. You're the only one who understands. You're the...
Good morning, Dana. I believe you have something for me. Or rather for Winnie. Dana, it's very rude not to answer when you are being spoken to.
Yes, miss.
Well, Dana, have you or have you not written the letter of apology to Winnie?
No, miss.
Very well. I gave you a second chance, but you foolishly didn't take it. The matter is now out of my hands. I'm reporting you to the discipline teacher, Mr. Lowe.
But, miss, I can explain.
Not to me, Dana. It's too late. You'll have to take your explanations to Mr. Lowe. but I don't somehow think he'll be very receptive to excuses. Do you, Dana? Now go and sit down and try to behave.
Come in.
Miss Wu said I had to come and see you.
Ah, yes, Dana Ma, come in. Don't look so angry, girl. It's you who have done something wrong, not me. Now, why have you been so disobedient? Miss Wu said you've been falling asleep in the classroom and attacking other girls. Is this true? I just asked you a question, Dana. It's rude not to answer. Dana, I'm asking you, why are you behaving so badly? Now answer me. Miss Wu is right. You are very rude and disobedient.
No, I'm not. You are.
How dare you speak to me like that? This is a good school with a good reputation. We don't want girls in this school who don't know how to speak to teachers properly. You've been sleeping in class, attacking your fellow students, being rude to teachers, and goodness knows what you'll do next. I'm going to write to your parents, see what they have to say about this. Let them know what a rude little girl they're bringing up.
I don't care. You can write to who you want.
Dana, come back here when I'm talking to you. Come back here immediately.
Dear Diary, soon we shall be far away from here. I don't know where, but I shall try and keep you warm and dry. Dear Diary, I'm in Sai Kung. It's cold. Mum and Dad used to bring me here when I was a little girl. We'd sit at a table by the sea and have dinner, and once we got a boat and we went for a ride. As I was leaving school, I looked at Winnie and I thought, I'm never going to see you again. Never. It'll soon be Lunar New Year, and Winnie can go home and get all her red packets and count her money and eat her steamed fish and her roasted chicken and long noodles. I've just eaten a biscuit. I don't know where to sleep tonight. Maybe in one of the boats. I can rock from side to side and fall asleep. Someone's looking at me. A man. I don't like him. I'd better move on before he asks me any questions. And the
world will live as one. Well, before you listen to that drama episode, I asked you a few questions. I wonder if you managed to find the answers. The first question was, when Donna told Winnie her parents were splitting up, what was Winnie's reaction? What did Winnie do? Well, unfortunately, Winnie started laughing. Winnie wasn't quite old enough, quite mature enough to really respond to what Donna was saying to her, and she just started laughing. She thought it was, first of all, funny that Donna's father was seeing another woman, and she thought this was funny, so she laughed. Terrible, isn't it? And the second question, what did Miss Wu compare Dana to? She said, please don't yawn like that. You're making yourself look like a... Well, the answer is hippopotamus. A hippopotamus, of course, is an animal that has a very large mouth. And if you've ever seen on the television any animal documentaries in which you can see a hippopotamus opening its mouth, it's got a huge mouth. So she said to Dana, you don't yawn like that. You make yourself look like a hippopotamus. Not a very flattering comparison. Well, now it's time to focus on some of the language we heard in today's Songbirds drama episode. I'm a bit out of it, miss. Well, Dana said that to her teacher. She's actually using colloquial English. That's rather like slang English. To be out of it means that you cannot concentrate. You don't feel focused. You're not really paying attention. So some days, maybe if you've had a late night, if you've got up and you're not feeling particularly well, you feel a bit fuzzy, a bit vague, a bit hazy, you can't really concentrate on your lesson or what people are saying to you, you can say that you're feeling a bit out of it. But that's informal, colloquial English. You normally would use that with your friends. Here, Dana, who is a bit out of it, is using it with her teacher. Winnie uses a very dismissive phrase. She said that Dana, when she was playing hockey, didn't play well. And she said, your game was complete and utter rubbish. Well, that's a very emphatic way of saying that somebody didn't do something very well at all. So rubbish is a term we often use in English as a negative way of saying somebody hasn't done something well. But if you really want to emphasize it, you can preface that noun with two adjectives, complete and utter rubbish. And finally, the expressions catching and infectious. Dana said to Winnie she was trying to explain her behaviour, in this case her poor performance on the hockey field. We know that it's because Dana's parents are splitting up and she's unhappy, but she's trying to make an excuse here. She's saying, I'm not feeling very well, maybe I've got a cold. And Winnie said, I hope it's not catching. Maybe you've got a virus and viruses are infectious. So infectious is when you are ill and your illness can be passed on to somebody. Maybe if you sneeze or there's some sort of transference of bodily liquids, then the other person can catch it because it's infectious. But a less formal way of saying infectious is catching. If something's catching, it means we can catch it. We can get that infection. It can be passed on to us. A piece of music now, which will catch the mood of the final part of today's Songbirds drama episode, in which Dana, poor girl, leaves home. She runs away from home. But where does she run to? She runs to Sai Kung. Why does she go to Sai Kung? Well, she has golden memories about Sai Kung. It was a place that she used to go to when she was a little girl with her mother and father, when the family was a unit, when her mother and father loved each other, they were happy together, when, as a family, they could go on a Sunday outing and enjoy the sunshine, the sea, a nice meal sitting out in the open. So she's got golden memories of that time. The reality of her life is that the family is breaking down and she's running away, but she's running away to a place where once upon a time the family were happy. And the music that we're going to play for you is by Ennio Morricone, and it's from the film Once Upon a Time in America. And that's the title of this piece, Once Upon a Time. Well, that was the beautiful sound of Richard Saltzman on the clarinet there, playing Once Upon a Time in America by Ennio Morricone. And that Once Upon a Time theme echoing the rather nostalgic, wistful longing that Dana had for the golden days when her mother and father were happily together. And they were a happy family unit. Well, it's time now for me to say goodbye. Before I do, a quick reminder that you can listen to Songbird's programmes and read the scripts or download the scripts at the RTHK website at www.rthk.org.hk. And also to let you know that if you want to share some of your opinions with us, have your say by going to the discussion zone of the RTHK website. Go to the Songbird section and let us know what you feel. Well, now it's time for me, Dino Mahoney, to say goodbye and invite you to join me next time for another edition of your favourite radio programme, Songbirds. Thank you.